This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
There's no job security today. And even if there is, it's very little when we compare it to job security 30, 40, 50 years ago. Guys, men, you have to save. You have to save. You have to save. I cannot underscore this enough. Every man who's got a responsibility, he's got a family, you've got to have some savings. The Prophet ﷺ was a real man and he had savings. You can't keep relying on your salary. It cannot be paycheck to paycheck to paycheck. You need to ensure that some of your money is going towards saving. This is the Prophet ﷺ's sunnah. This is in both Bukhari and Muslim that the Prophet ﷺ, when he got the wealth from Banu Nadir after they were exiled, He basically took some of that and then he saved it for a year, or he spent it on his family for the year, meaning he kept it for the year. And similarly, whenever he would get the harvest from the farmland that he had in his possession as well, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would take the harvest and then give to his family the type of food they need for the complete year. He would take the staple and save it away for the entire year so that there is not a single day in which the family doesn't have food. Now, I already explained in a previous video that the Prophet ﷺ had already acquired real estate for his family, and he had real estate other than the houses for his family members as well. So all he really had to do was give them food after that. So he's got savings for a complete year, crops and staples that people can eat off of. And he has property as well. So he's got his finances completely figured out. I know life today is not as simple as that you have a house and you have some food and that's the end of that. No, you're going to have bills. Yes, in the past, maybe some of those bills weren't there. So today, you're going to not just save staples, but you're going to ensure that the amount of money you need to spend for 1 year in case you go out of work, you have it in your savings. This is the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, and this is the manhood of the Prophet ﷺ. This is the rujula of the Prophet ﷺ, the manliness of the Prophet ﷺ, him taking responsibility for the people who are under his care. You and I need to do the same thing. You have to make sure, I have to make sure we have enough savings for a rainy day, because we don't know what's going to happen. After COVID, you know that even the most resilient of people around you, they had to come down to their knees because nobody was expecting the world and the entire economy of the globe is going to just come to a screeching halt like this. But it did. So we have to ensure that we have got some savings. Guys, this is the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. The ulama of the past, they knew this as well. Imam al-Bukhari is among those ulama. He actually, this same hadith that I shared with you, he has a chapter title, and the fiqh of Bukhari is in his chapter titles. He says, "Babu habsi nafaqati rajuli quta sanatin." Chapter of making sure that you've got staples for a complete year for your family members. So you've got to make sure you have savings for a year, about your insurance, if you have a car, rent, if you're paying rent, even though it's better not to be paying rent, but rent if you're paying rent. Also all the bills, if you've got a hydro bill, electricity bill, if you've got a water bill, whatever, internet bill, all those bills, calculate them and try to get to a point where you have savings for a year. So in case something goes wrong on a rainy day, you go out of work, la qaddar Allah, you've got some savings and you don't have to go and ask people for money. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the tawfiq to practice, to convey. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.